This coming Saturday on June the 13th, the Count of North Canaan is having a big family event. And of course, like with so many events this year, a lot of people are focusing around the 250th anniversary of our nation. And here to talk with me this morning is Kathy Keene, who is with the Canaan History Center. And we have an event called Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Appleness. And I must say up front, one of the reasons we're talking with Kathy today is that we had talked about this on another show, and we weren't really aware of the appleness, thinking, the pursuit of happiness and all. And Kathy sent me an email and said, "Hey, I need to explain where this came from." So I'm giving Kathy the opportunity not only to explain where this came from, but to tell us all about the events on Saturday, June 13th at 11 a.m. at the Bunny McGuire Park in North Canaan. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks a lot for having me on. This is going to be a super fun, educational, interesting, unique community and family event this Saturday in North Canaan. The History Center conceived the event as a town picnic and a way to celebrate, the nation's 250th birthday and in a very family-friendly way. And we ha brought in a couple of other elements that are sort of unusual, so we figured we'd give it an unusual title. So, taking a riff off the line from the Declaration of Independence, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, we thought, what's more American than hot dogs and apple pie and all of that? And so we decided to call it Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Appleness. So, among other things, at the community picnic, Freund's Farm will be there serving hot dogs and apple pie and picnic items and fruit tarts. And along the way of planning this event, we got in conversation with the Exchange Club in North Canaan. And some of their members had the idea of erecting an enormous Liberty Pole, which is a traditional Revolutionary War era symbol of rebellion. And we decided to put these two things together in this event. So we're going to have a flag raising of a traditional Revolutionary War era symbol of rebellion. We have put up a 75-foot pole made from an actual felled tree up on the town green in North Canaan. And if you're in North Canaan anytime in the next few days, you can see it. It's up already. They put it up on Sunday. And this coming Saturday, we're going to raise the flag that says Liberty and Property, which is what the flag that was erected there in 1774 would have said. And we'll have some colonial reenactors there that day. They'll be firing muskets. They'll be doing some demonstrations for the kids. We will have some kid reenactors marching everyone from the town green over to the Bunny McGuire Park, where we will have the picnic and fun and games and all those kind of things. We have craft tables. We have the Cub Scouts will be there, so it's going to be a quite a big day of fun and interesting things for the whole family.
Now the pole. Now I'm assuming when you talk about the town green, Bunny McGuire Park, that's clear to everybody. Is that the piece of property on the other side from the M Bunny McGuire Park, and the ambulance sits in between the two? Is that the property we're talking
That's
about?
exactly right. It's that space that's across the street from the firehouse. It's
Right. Okay. Yeah, because I'll be honest with you, in all my years having grown up around here, I've never heard anybody refer to that as the town green.
I have to tell you, I hadn't either, but the folks from the Exchange
Good.
Club, that's how they
Good.
refer to it, so that's what I'm going with.
Oh, good. I'm not alone. I'm glad because I've grown up myself.
No.
I grew up here and I've never heard of the Canaan Town Green.
Well, because what ha because that location is right next to one of the oldest houses in North Canaan, which was the Lawrence Tavern. It's
Yeah.
now a private home, but it was where back in Revolutionary War times, where people would retire to, have a few drinks after raising a Liberty Pole. This was in direct response to this poll that was put up in 1774 was a direct result of some of the legislation that had come down from the crown after the Tea Party, and they were trying to sort of hamstring local rule in Massachusetts. And the people in Canaan thought, well, listen, if that can happen in Massachusetts, that can happen here in Connecticut. So we're going to put this, we're going to literally plant our flag in the ground that we are going to remain independent of the crown on these matters of liberty and property.
Well, so there you are. So essentially, you're being doing this in almost the exact places where it was done in the first place.
That's exactly right.
What else will be happening? We have the reenactments with the kid, the Liberty Pole, the flag raising, games, crafts, and fun. What are some of the games and fun going on?
So the History Center is going to be running sack races, egg races, hoop rolling. There will be bowls, which is sort of like a lawn bowling game. And probably some bobbing for apples in keeping with the theme. The Canaan Kids Art Space, which is a really wonderful organization that does after-school programs and crafts and art imaginings for kids in North Canaan. They'll have a table there where they'll be doing a magnet takeaway where kids can craft a little magnet that they can take with them. And they will also have a vision board. So this is what our country was looked like 250 years ago. This is what it looks like now. What can we imagine our country will be like 250 years from now? So give kids and adults a sort of opportunity to think forward, not just back.
Yeah. Well, when you think back though for a moment, what's interesting is since the founding of our country, so much of the innovation has occurred not in the first 150 or so years, but realistically, we really didn't start moving forward to where we are today until probably less than 100 years ago. So it's kind of interesting to try and imagine where do we go when we've had so much innovation in such a short period of time. Is there any more to innovate, basically?
And I think Breetell Graves, who runs the Kids Art Space, has a really wonderful way of sort of engaging kids in a way to sort of think about things creatively, imaginatively, and very open-mindedly, which I think is it can be really fun for everybody, to not just stay stuck in our just to be open to new ideas, which I
Yeah.
think is the strength, honestly, of our United States, is that we are open to new ideas.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that. That is one big part of the history, and people who want to criticize can criticize all they want. That's your right in this country, but you should never forget that this country is why you can do what you do. Most of the other countries in this world, we stand above, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to individuals' freedom, organizations, and even the tense times that we have here are all part of the fabric of this country. And folks, especially in the 250th anniversary, sometimes we need to stop all of the hoo-ha that's going on right now and say we're all in this together and we all need to figure this out instead of going, toe to toe with each other. It's not 250 years ago. We're not looking at the crown. We're looking at America and elections and everything else, and appreciate what you've got here, because you talk about other places. We'll go live there and see how it works out.
And I think one of the things that we really wanted to focus on with this event is that in my conversations with people from across our area, everybody, regardless of where your interests or thoughts may lie right now in terms of politics or anything like that, the things that people want are essentially the same. People want they want they want good things for their children, They want to be safe. They want to have fun, you know, and this event, we really just wanted to focus on the community aspects of it because our strength is in our communities and in our people, you know, coming together to do interesting, fun things, to learn about, you know, to learn about our nation, to learn about our nation's history, to learn about how to create new things going forward and to be together in it. You know, we get so sort of separated out. And this is just something that's going to be fun for everybody.
Absolutely. And of course, with the reenactments, you kind of are reminded what history was like. I always like when you go up to Plymouth, Massachusetts, to the settlement there, the total reenactment that goes on, to imagine, you know, from our day, what it would be like to live like that. I don't think we'd make it.
Yes. And we have two reenactors, adult reenactors who will be there. They will be there with their colonial era muskets, and they will fire the muskets. And they'll be doing some demonstrations about quill and ink writing. I was explaining to a kid in my neighborhood the other day, I said, you know, back in those days, there was no text. There was no phone call. You had to write, and you had to write with a quill and ink. And she was fascinated by that idea. So I think it'll be cool for the kids to see that. They're going to do some cartridge rolling demonstrations so that you can see what it would be like to, you know, roll the cartridges that you would put in your muskets. There's going to be a lot of interesting things for people to learn. And it really is an all ages event. The one we did back in February was an adult event, but this is going to be for the whole family.
Yeah, I think it's the right approach. We need to not only celebrate it, but we need to learn where we came from and kind of understand that we have it so much better today. So
absolutely.
I've been talking with Kathy Keene, who is with the Canaan History Center in North Canaan, Connecticut, this coming Saturday, June 13th. We're having the Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Appleness in North Canaan. That will be a community picnic, a flag raising, and a lot of family fun, and some learning about history, and some reenactments, hot dogs, apple pies. Anything else?
I just want to say it's free to all, right?
Free
so everything. So, you know, come and have some hot dogs, have some apple pie. There's everything is free of charge on the day. All of the demonstrations, all of the crafts, the games, everything. It's free to all. So come and join us.
Excellent. So there you have it. North Canaan, Connecticut, June 13th, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Appleness. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Mike.